Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Dakula Middle School, strong scores, frustrated parents. Dakula Middle serves about 1,866 students on Dakula Road, the historic school campus at the center of town. It's the bridge between Alcova, Dakula, and Mulberry Elementary Schools and Dakula High. Dakula Middle presents the sharpest split between test data and parent sentiment of any school covered by the wire, and it's worth laying both out plainly. The basics. Dakula Middle serves grades 6-8 at 137 Dakula Road, with roughly 1,866 students, one of the larger middle schools in Gwinnett County. It anchors the Dakula cluster, taking students from Alcova, Dakula, and Mulberry Elementary Schools and sending them on to Dakula High School. History, the original campus. Dakula Middle occupies the ground where Dakula's school story began. The campus on Dakula Road traces back to the town's original school, and Dakula Elementary and Dakula Middle shared the same address until 1990, when the elementary school moved to its current Fence Road location. The surrounding blocks carry that history too: the restored original building of Dr. Samuel L. Hinton's drugstore. Hinton was the town physician and Dakula's first mayor when it incorporated in 1905, stands one block from the present middle school. Gwinnett's published school histories cover Dakula Elementary and Dakula High in considerable detail but say comparatively little about the middle school as a distinct institution. Its story is largely bound up in the older campus it inherited. By the numbers. Great schools rating 8 out of 10, above average for Georgia middle schools. Enrollment, roughly 1,866. Parent rating, 2.1 stars across 37 reviews, the lowest of any school in this series. Programs, gifted and talented. Taking the parent rating seriously, and in proportion. A 2.1 average is low, and it would be dishonest to bury it. It's also drawn from 37 reviews accumulated over many years, and middle school reviews skew negative almost everywhere. Parents are most likely to post during the hardest stretch of adolescence, and satisfied families rarely write in. What the number does not show is academic weakness. The test-driven rating of 8 out of 10 puts Dakula Middle above average for the state and above two of the four middle schools serving Dakula families. The reasonable conclusion is not avoid this school. It's that some families have had experiences worth asking about directly, and a tour with pointed questions is more informative than a star average. District context. Gwinnett's middle schools outperform the state on most 2025 CCRPI components, content mastery, 76.0 versus 65.6, progress, 89.5 versus 83.1, and readiness, 87.3 versus 83.2, while trailing slightly on closing gaps, 83.8 versus 86.3. Note that as of 2025, Georgia no longer publishes a single overall CCRPI score for any school or district, so school-level comparisons now have to be made component by component. What to ask on a tour? Middle school is where course placement starts shaping a student's path, so the highest value questions are specific. How are students placed into accelerated math? When a child takes algebra, I determines much of their high school sequence. What does the gifted program look like day to day, pull out, cluster grouping, or advanced content classes? How does the school communicate when a student starts slipping, and how quickly? What's the approach to behavior and phones? Which clubs, sports, and arts programs are actually running this year? Given the review gap, that third question is the one to press on. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakulaWire.com.